OCN London ESOL International Listening Exam, Level B1. There are three parts to this listening exam. Part 1. You will hear 10 questions or statements. You will hear each question or statement twice. For each question or statement, select the correct answer. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recordings. Number 1.
This train terminates at the next station. This train terminates at the next station.
Number 2.
Hi, I'm running 20 minutes late. Hi, I'm running 20 minutes late.
Number 3.
The film will begin in 5 minutes in screen 7. The film will begin in 5 minutes in screen 7.
Number 4.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the bank is? Excuse me, can you tell me where the bank is?
Number 5.
Oh no. My laptop has stopped working. Oh no, my laptop has stopped working.
Number 6.
Are you going to be at home at 8 p.m? Are you going to be at home at 8 p.m?
Number 7.
Have you seen Jenny's new hairstyle? Have you seen Jenny's new hairstyle?
Number 8.
Will you speak with James about his lateness? Will you speak with James about his lateness?
Number 9.
Hi, do you have these shoes in a larger size? Hi, do you have these shoes in a larger size?
Number 10.
I'm thinking about buying a new car. I'm thinking about buying a new car.
This is the end of part one. Part two. There is one recording of a conversation for part two. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this conversation. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording. Now listen to the broadcast and answer the 10 questions.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Mark.
I was watching a documentary last night on this massive garbage patch, which covers hundreds of kilometres of the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow, I didn't realise.
Don't you think pollution is a bad problem?
Yes, of course it is. Everyone thinks that, don't they?
I hope so. Thinking about it, do you do things that cause pollution?
I suppose we all do, but I try not to.
How do you try?
Well, I don't waste electricity. I turn off lights. That means less pollution. And I don't use a car very often.
You haven't got one, have you?
No, but we've got one at home, obviously. But I usually go to places on my bike. I don't get my mum to drive me. What about you?
Well, pollution's a big problem, and we're going to have to change some of the things we do. But no one wants to stop doing things unless everyone does.
What things do you mean?
You know, going out in the car, popping downtown, things like that, and using chemicals and stuff.
And what about polluting for pleasure?
No one does that, do they?
We all do to a certain extent.
Well, we shouldn't. No, that's pretty stupid. I mean, everyone suffers from it. Anyway, what do you mean by polluting for pleasure?
Well, the sort of things you've already mentioned, like going out in the car. And sport, for instance.
What kind of sport?
All sorts of sport, especially ones that involve driving and racing. It's not just cars, you know. People also race vans, lorries, and even tractors.
Tractors? That's not sport, is it?
Well, clearly some people think it is.
No, that's insane. That really is ridiculous and so polluting. I'm imagining all of the smoke tractors produce.
But is it different from other kinds of motorsport?
Well, yes. I mean, racing cars don't pollute like that, do they?
Cars and lorries and things always pollute.
Yes, but not like that.
OK, then. So where are you going to draw the line?
I don't know. Anyway, look at the time. We'd better get to class.
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Mark.
I was watching a documentary last night on this massive garbage patch, which covers hundreds of kilometres of the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow, I didn't realise.
Don't you think pollution is a bad problem?
Yes, of course it is. Everyone thinks that, don't they?
I hope so. Thinking about it, do you do things that cause pollution?
I suppose we all do, but I try not to.
How do you try?
Well, I don't waste electricity. I turn off lights. That means less pollution. And I don't use a car very often.
You haven't got one, have you?
No, but we've got one at home, obviously. But I usually go to places on my bike. I don't get my mum to drive me. What about you?
Well, pollution's a big problem, and we're going to have to change some of the things we do. But no one wants to stop doing things unless everyone does.
What things do you mean?
You know, going out in the car, popping downtown, things like that, and using chemicals and stuff.
And what about polluting for pleasure?
No one does that, do they?
We all do to a certain extent.
Well, we shouldn't. No, that's pretty stupid. I mean, everyone suffers from it. Anyway, what do you mean by polluting for pleasure?
Well, the sort of things you've already mentioned, like going out in the car. And sport, for instance.
What kind of sport?
All sorts of sport, especially ones that involve driving and racing. It's not just cars, you know. People also race vans, lorries, and even tractors.
Tractors? That's not sport, is it?
Well, clearly some people think it is.
No, that's insane. That really is ridiculous and so polluting. I'm imagining all of the smoke tractors produce.
But is it different from other kinds of motorsport?
Well, yes. I mean, racing cars don't pollute like that, do they?
Cars and lorries and things always pollute.
Yes, but not like that.
OK, then. So where are you going to draw the line?
I don't know. Anyway, look at the time. We'd better get to class.
This is the end of part two. Part three. There is one recording of a broadcast for part three. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this broadcast. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording.
The original Mini, which first came out in 1959, remained in production for over 40 years, an incredible success story in the rather unsuccessful modern British car industry. And for most of that time, the most exciting Mini of them all was the Cooper. During the 1960s in particular, the Mini Cooper was the car of the stars. Mini Coopers won the Monte Carlo Rally four times in a row, from 1964 to 1967, although the 1966 result was contested. They also won races and other rallies throughout the world. Everyone, film stars, pop stars, sports stars, wanted to have a Mini, preferably a Mini Cooper. The production of Mini Coopers ceased in the 1970s, but people kept wanting them, so the Cooper Car Company, who designed and made Cooper engines for the Mini, sold conversion kits to change ordinary Minis into Mini Coopers. In the 1990s, after 17 years, Rover, who then owned the Mini brand, brought back the Mini Cooper, and new Mini Coopers again rolled off the production line. As before, they were all quickly snapped up by keen buyers, proving that the legend was still very much alive. Nevertheless, when production of the old Mini came to a stop, that meant the end of the line for the original Mini Cooper, but not for long. BMW, who had taken over Rover, had already decided to bring out a new Mini, and with it, a new Mini Cooper. The new Mini Cooper was thus launched on the 1st of December 2001, and within a few days, all the original batch of cars had been sold. All over the world, racing teams were desperate to get hold of one of the new cars and to be the first to revive a great legend on the racetrack or in rallies. And the new Mini Cooper has played a big role in some recent films, such as the remake of The Italian Job. The new ordinary Mini has certainly achieved the same commercial and popular success as its ancestor. There are waiting lists for the new cars in many countries, including the USA. The legend of the Mini is now over 50 years old, and it is still going strong. But why Cooper? The Cooper Works is one of several small British companies which have a high reputation in the world of motor engineering. Other similar companies include McLaren and Williams for Formula One cars, or Morgan and Lotus for sports cars. The Cooper Car Company was started by Charles Cooper and his son John just after the Second World War. Coopers specialised in building high-performance cars for racing and motorsport, from Formula One to rally cars. They were, in fact, the biggest of the post-war privateers, small companies who designed and built racing cars for private individuals. One of their customers was Stirling Moss, the great Formula One champion. Today, both John and Charles Cooper are dead, but Michael Cooper, John's son, is still in the company, helping to keep up its long reputation.
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
The original Mini, which first came out in 1959, remained in production for over 40 years, an incredible success story in the rather unsuccessful modern British car industry. And for most of that time, the most exciting Mini of them all was the Cooper. During the 1960s in particular, the Mini Cooper was the car of the stars. Mini Coopers won the Monte Carlo Rally four times in a row, from 1964 to 1967, although the 1966 result was contested. They also won races and other rallies throughout the world. Everyone, film stars, pop stars, sports stars, wanted to have a Mini, preferably a Mini Cooper. The production of Mini Coopers ceased in the 1970s, but people kept wanting them. So the Cooper Car Company, who designed and made Cooper engines for the Mini, sold conversion kits to change ordinary Minis into Mini Coopers. In the 1990s, after 17 years, Rover, who then owned the Mini brand, brought back the Mini Cooper, and new Mini Coopers again rolled off the production line. As before, they were all quickly snapped up by keen buyers, proving that the legend was still very much alive. Nevertheless, when production of the old Mini came to a stop, that meant the end of the line for the original Mini Cooper, but not for long. BMW, who had taken over Rover, had already decided to bring out a new Mini, and with it, a new Mini Cooper. The new Mini Cooper was thus launched on the 1st of December 2001, and within a few days, all the original batch of cars had been sold. All over the world, racing teams were desperate to get hold of one of the new cars and to be the first to revive a great legend on the racetrack or in rallies. And the new Mini Cooper has played a big role in some recent films, such as the remake of The Italian Job. The new ordinary Mini has certainly achieved the same commercial and popular success as its ancestor. There are waiting lists for the new cars in many countries, including the USA. The legend of the Mini is now over 50 years old, and it is still going strong. But why Cooper? The Cooper Works is one of several small British companies which have a high reputation in the world of motor engineering. Other similar companies include McLaren and Williams for Formula One cars, or Morgan and Lotus for sports cars. The Cooper Car Company was started by Charles Cooper and his son John just after the Second World War. Coopers specialised in building high-performance cars for racing and motorsport, from Formula One to rally cars. They were, in fact, the biggest of the post-war privateers, small companies who designed and built racing cars for private individuals. One of their customers was Stirling Moss, the great Formula One champion. Today, both John and Charles Cooper are dead, but Michael Cooper, John's son, is still in the company, helping to keep up its long reputation.
That is the end of the assessment. You will now have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet and check that you have answered all of the questions.